Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Sam Grass in Atlanta, Georgia. Today is Tuesday, May the 5th. With me in the studio today is Mary Jo, not Betty Jo, but Mary Jo.
Good morning,
and
Sam.
Lee Cantor. How are you, Lee?
I am doing great.
Good, good. Glad to have you with us. It's a great day. We have a fantastic guest with us, Roger Kurth, who has been four times?
Three times.
Okay. Well, you've now reached your limit. You know that, don't you?
Okay. Okay.
Roger.
Don't tell him that.
Roger's been with us three times, and his business partner and sister, Barbara. How are you, Barbara?
I'm great. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, thank you.
Someone is up to speed on issues.
Drink a margarita?
Yeah.
After the show.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to, let's move on. Okay?
A margarita
That's good.
Okay.
Roger and Barbara are with Senior Transition Services. Roger's been a guest with us before, but I'm sure he has some interesting and important new information. So let's just begin, Roger, and you tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you get into the business?
Before you start, I want to say something sort of sappy. Mm-hmm. This show is about celebrating the heroes to the senior population. And I think you two do an exceptional job at doing that very thing, being heroes to the senior population. And that's why you're here today.
Well, thank you very much. We enjoy it. I actually got into the business about 7 years ago. And the reason being, I realized that friends and family and people from church were having issues dealing with their senior parents. Or their senior spouse, and challenges in their care and getting actually moved from home to communities or between communities, or having a mom pass away and realizing they had a house full of stuff they didn't know what to do with. So we've gotten into really the stuff business more than anything else. We help people with the stuff related to their parents.
I mean, you know, it's funny, and that's the truth. That's exactly what you do. I tell everyone that though we make money delivering care, I'm really in the relationship business because everything revolves in what I do around that relationship.
Yeah, yeah. So we're in the stuff business. We're kind of in the stress relief business of dealing with your stuff or your parents' stuff. We can do everything from handling, once the parents are realizing they can no longer live at home, we can help with transitioning them from home to a senior community or between senior communities if they realize they need a different level of care. And when they make that ultimate transition in life, we help them with that transition of this stuff as well. And we've actually kind of morphed in the last 7 years from doing just the moving part to helping with anything to do with that stuff. Again, if they move into a community from a house, of course, the house is an asset, and they're going to need those assets liquidated so that they can actually afford to stay in the community they're moving into. So we can go in and help them with the move, but then helping with the stuff that's left over and getting it liquidated and making it possible for the real estate agent to come in and then liquidate the house as well.
If I remember correctly, you almost morphed into staging homes for the selling process. Is that correct?
Yeah, we actually we changed about a year and a half ago to doing an online virtual auction to manage the sale of the stuff, because we realized that moving sales and estate sales were not extremely profitable for the client, and it still left them with about a third of the stuff that was not saleable or could not be sold, and then we'd have to charge them to actually take it to the landfill or to Goodwill. So we partnered with a company called MaxSold, and MaxSold is an industry partner with our national association, and their whole premise is helping seniors and the senior community with liquidating 95% or more of what's in a house once the real trash is taken out of the way, and they are an exceptional company to work with. So we've been doing real well with them and helping our clients liquidate things and get to the point they can then get the house on the market.
So that's working to do it on the internet.
Yeah, so it's all done online. We're actually doing one this week in our warehouse where we've taken a few clients that have a few small possessions, brought them to our warehouse to combine for a larger auction. And it's just another service we provide to our clients. We realize that they don't know how to deal with this stuff. First off, they don't know how to figure out what's going to fit in the new apartment when they do decide to move. So we help with the space plan. We actually measure every apartment we try to move a client into so that when we go and move the furniture in, it fits the first time. instead of moving it and realizing we can't fit it all in, and then there's more stress over the fact that it doesn't all fit. You know, I'd rather kind of plan up front and kind of get the stress out of the way on that first initial assessment so that once we get in there and start doing the move, we can get the move done in one day typically. We arrive at 9 in the morning. If it's a smaller job, we can pack it up in the morning. We can get everything moved in by 12 or 1 o'clock. We can get it unpacked and set up so that at 4 or 5 o'clock, they can come in and they can live in their new home. So transitioning from being at home in the morning when they wake up to going to bed at home, it's just a change of address.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
And once you do it a few times, you certainly have the opportunity to establish an efficient method of getting it done.
Yeah, we really do. And we've got clients that are like, there's no way you can do it in one day. And we do it time and time again. Now, they're not all one day. Some clients are moving into a larger community or larger apartment. Some are actually moving from one house to another. And those will come in and do a little bit of pre-packing the day before the move so we can get them ready for move day again. But typically, move day is still one day. We hate it when a client says, well, should we go live in a hotel overnight before the move? I'm like, no, stay at home. This is your home. We don't want to kick you out of your home to do a move. We want to have you stay at home and just, again, wake up in the morning and at night go to bed in a different community, different location, and be at home again.
So I bet you had to do a lot of this physically at the beginning, and maybe you still do. I don't know, but
I still do.
To really train your
people. Where were you this morning, Roger?
This morning we were doing a clean out at a client's their house, and I had a trailer load of trash, and I was taking it to the dump this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, I think the difference between our company and many companies that do what we do, we're part of the National Association of Senior Move Managers. And I hate saying that because we aren't just managing the process. We are the most hands-on company that I know of. We do cross-country moves. We actually load shipping containers. We're doing cleanouts in these houses. We're helping with the auction liquidations. Most companies manage companies doing the work. We are actually hands-on doing it ourselves.
An important point there. I had a mindset just to a second ago that you basically do local business, but you just said you do long-distance moves, correct?
Yeah, we do long-distance move. We don't physically ourselves drive cross country to do a move, but we use that national association as a partnership and find a company in another part of the country that will handle either the packing, the space planning, and send the stuff here to Atlanta
or if
they're the seniors, or vice versa. Well, we load it up in a trailer or in a moving truck and send it cross country as well, and then partner with a company there to meet that shipping container, unload it, move it in the apartment, set everything up so the client again can go from living here to there. It takes more than one day, but we actually can get it done in 3 or 4 days sometimes.
Let's take a step back, and this is for me being able to write the write-up more than anything. What did you do? What was your past history as far as before?
Business, yeah. Professionally.
Go ahead.
I've been in sales and customer service my entire life. And
well, that fits.
I've always been a person that excels at what I do, and I think the biggest reason is customer service is important. I know that if you deliver great customer service, you will have plenty of business. So when the housing market crashed, I was actually selling building materials. And at that time, when the housing market crashed, I couldn't make a living doing this. So I changed and did something else for a little while. And then I realized as I talked to friends and family that there were a lot of people out there dealing with senior issues. And I decided to find something, a niche here. And that's when I found the National Association of Senior Move Managers. And I started it. A month later, I was in Las Vegas at a national conference learning how to do this. And rather than buy a franchise like a lot of people would do, I decided I needed to invent something better than some of the franchises, and I did. And I can't look back and say I made a mistake. I'm really glad we did it this way. We're growing tremendously. I've got another new crew leader coming on next week so we can handle additional jobs. The one thing I don't want to do is grow so fast that we can't provide great service to every client, yet at the same time, I want to be able to provide great service by growing at a small pace so that our clients are happy at the end of the job.
Good.
Was it a problem? Is it a problem finding partners with your same standards? Either in the National Association or other partners in the senior industry?
Well, the neat thing is the National Association actually focuses on doing senior business and doing it right. There is an accreditation department that you get accredited with. There's an ethics board that actually will review any ethics complaints that are brought against your company, which we've never had done. And everyone, I think, that is in that association, most companies are there for the right reason. When it comes to employees of ours, we really focus on the people that do it for the right reason, which is because they care about seniors, they care about helping people. I happen to be an Eagle Scout, and I happen to have 4 Eagle Scouts on my staff. which is pretty amazing.
That, you know, your sister passed me that note. She said he was an Eagle Scout. And I said, that does not surprise me at all, because you learn excellence at an early age, don't you?
Yeah. So I actually have got a great network of through the Boy Scouts, because I'm still active with the Boy Scouts. So I have scouts that come to me that are Eagle Scouts. I actually have one of my crew leaders is an Eagle Scout. His dad has worked for me. He's been an Eagle Scout, or he's an Eagle Scout. So between that and church, that's where we find most of the people work for us. And those are people that we honestly believe do it for the right reason.
Very good.
Okay. Let's jump over to Barbara. If you will, give us a little bit of your background, and how did you decide to partner with your brother?
Well, my background's similar to Roger's in that I've been in sales and marketing all my life, too. Thanks to him, he actually got me into my first road sales job, where I was a road rep. And we've worked together in the past. He's actually helped me with some business ventures. But several years ago, he started approaching me, come work with me, come work with me. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. And the true reason is that I was afraid that I would fail my little brother. You know, mm-hmm. that I would not do something right. Finally, I told him what my qualm was working with him. He said, you could never. I don't think I have yet. Too terribly.
No.
But mess up bad enough that he'd...
Honestly, with all the different business things I've done over the course of my life, this is the one that I actually love the most.
Why? Is and, it cool? Why? Why
do you grab at the it? End of the day, I get a hug from the senior or the adult child or the community, and I'm helping people. I did major in psychology in college at the University of Georgia. So I always knew I wanted to work with people, which sales, of course, is doing that. But this is helping people who can't help themselves. Adult children really need help with their parents. Because the parents sometimes won't listen to them.
Absolutely.
The seniors need help but don't want to ask, because a lot of them are very prideful. The communities need help and don't know sometimes where to get the help and how much help we can afford them. So all that is, you know, just it's fabulous to me to do all the help. So I go to work in the mornings. I put my hair in a ponytail. I wear a T-shirt. I wear jeans like everybody else. When people see me not in my business attire, they sometimes don't recognize me because I don't have all the makeup on, the hair all frou-frou. But, you know, safety first. And, you know, I'm in the trenches like the rest of the crew. Some people don't know that, you know, I'm Roger's sister. And they just think that I'm just one of the movers, moving the furniture, making the bed, hanging the pictures, folding the toilet paper pretty, unpacking, packing.
I bet
you know.
They like to see a lady walk in the door, too.
Yeah, they definitely do. We've got a few clients that insist that Barbara be on the job.
I can't imagine.
Well, Barbara, what's the biggest challenge that you face? I mean, you're walking into a senior's home, and let's just face it, emotionally, they don't want to leave for whatever reasons. And they have all this stuff. What's the biggest challenge that you have to overcome just to kind of start the process and get started?
Well, they know they need to move.
Yeah, I know they
know.
The
problem is
logic doesn't always prevail.
It's the taking of the stuff.
That's right.
So a lot of times I'll go in advance and try and work with them. Actually, I have an appointment tomorrow morning to help this lady who's moving and just to help her finish her downsizing.
And how do you go about that? I mean, you've got this stuff. Now, I mean, I can use me. I've lived in this house now for 20 years. There's not a corner or an attic square inch or a basement closet that's not full. Now, I don't have an emotional attachment to it, but my wife, everything's important, and the children are always going to need it. How do you get past the idea that this really isn't important and you don't need it?
Yeah, do you have to be tough with them sometimes?
I do have to be tough. I had one lady, and she had four different sets of china, and she said, I want to take them all. And she was in a large home moving to a smaller place. We know the size of the kitchens. And I said, you can't take it all. And she said, what should I do? And I said, take one plate from each. She thought that was kind of bizarre. She didn't listen to it. But if she loved the patterns, it was a way for her to have one of each. Yeah. Because generally, we stick with fours and sixes. We have kind of a formula. We know what people are going to need. You don't need dozens and, you know, 18s.
You're not going to be entertaining big anymore.
No, you're not. Yes. And yep. I try and remind them that. Let your kids entertain you or go out for entertainment.
And I think even a better question is, did they really use that stuff to entertain in the past? I mean, when you said four, Roger looked at me and I said, my wife's got five. Yeah. And I promise you that three of those haven't seen the light of day since we've been married.
Lordy, I don't even have one that matches with 8 places.
Well, we just
I'll be an easy customer for you.
And we're all in the same boat. We've all spent our lifetime collecting wonderful things which we treasure because of our vacations we've bought things on, or that people have given us great gifts. But at some point in our life, we might have to get to the point of downsizing to live in a community or live with our kids or just get a smaller house where we don't have to deal with stairs. And that is our biggest challenge. That's why I tried to go in and do an assessment with every client and discuss the furniture, figure out the furniture placement, where it's going to go, and also talk about how much other stuff can come. You know, if you've got a 6-foot closet and at the new place
instead
and you walk into the walk-in closet and it's got 18 linear feet,
right?
I cannot make that closet any bigger.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to find a way of getting the clothes down to a reasonable amount.
How do you figure out what to charge? That's what I want to know.
We charge an hourly rate, and that is based on the fact that it's kind of based on the market of what other people are charging. But it also, you've got to realize that a client could talk for 20 minutes on a bottle of water and where they got that bottle of water and how many times they refilled that bottle of water. And we try to keep them on task when they're working with us. But at the same time, I've got to pay my employees. I've got to stay in business. I mean, yes, we're in it to make money, but we're really in it to help and serve people. So we charge an hourly rate. If we use a moving truck, there's an hourly rate for the moving truck. There are some things we charge a flat rate for. We don't actually charge for boxes, believe it or not. If we move a client and we're going to pack them yesterday, and today we're going to move them and we're going to unpack them, we will reuse those boxes as long as they're not soiled. We don't charge for the boxes, and that could save a client a couple $100 in some cases.
And then they don't have the hassle of trying to dispose of the boxes afterwards. Which
exactly.
In my moods, that's always been part
of
the issue.
Or go get them.
I've got stacks
or
and stacks.
Or go find them.
Yeah.
And we're environmentally conscious. We do recycle boxes once they're no longer serviceable. And we're just trying to do the right thing that as inexpensively as possible, take care of that need. Because we know the client or the adult children already have financial concerns and issues. We're going to make sure that we can help them with getting this move done. And we have done some things that have been not charged a standard rate, less than the standard rate, because it was the right thing to do.
Yeah. But so you give them an estimate of how long you think it's going to take or
after hundreds of moves, I've kind of realized how long it should take. Now, you can always have a problem with an elevator that the community says you can't use because it's lunchtime, or you have a traffic jam on 285, which we know happens here once or twice a year.
Yeah.
I do my best to give them an estimate of what it should cost. And if there's a good reason why it is going to cost more, the client usually understands that mom was always in the way. You know, I love it when the client wants to be so involved, they just can't stay out of our way. And then it takes us twice as long to do the job. And Barbara's great about trying to ask them to go sit in the corner, not to be in trouble, but sit there and watch what's going on and help point at what you need and that kind of stuff. And, you know, be the queen you are in the corner while we work so that we can hopefully keep the process moving.
How many moves do you have, multiple moves in a day or jobs, or how's that go?
We do usually have multiple moves a day. We've got a few communities that have actually empowered us to come in and help move multiple residents when they're doing a renovation.
Within the community.
We actually did 17 moves in one day. Was our grand total, for the highest ever, was 17 moves in one day.
Wow. Did you two go home and pass out? That's what I want to know.
I was not invited to that party.
Oh, you lucky girl.
But we typically have at least one move a day, and we can have 3 or 4 in a day, depending on just how things happen. And the sad part about this industry that we're in, or my company is in, is that we don't know on a Thursday what the following week may hold.
Mm-hmm.
Because our clients realize that they're being discharged from rehab on Tuesday, and the kids are called, and all of a sudden they're now trying to find out where they're going to move mom to, because she can't live at home. So they find out where to move her, and then like, well, how are we going to get her stuff here? And then we get the call on Friday or Saturday or sometimes Monday for a Tuesday move.
The urgency for a move, I mean, that sounds, Barbara, we were talking off air, that sounds like us providing care. We get that happens every day.
Yeah.
We get a call, mom's being discharged at 2 o'clock.
We need
it might be 11.
At 6.
Yeah, mom's being discharged at 2. We need someone at the house at 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, obviously, we love the idea that they respect us enough to call us at that level of urgency, but that doesn't give you much time to do the job properly.
No, it doesn't. And that's probably the most frustrating part of this company, is going into a week thinking, well, I've only got 2 moves planned for next week. But by the end of the week, we're doing 8 or 10 or 12. And luckily, I've got the employees that can be there to handle that job, that are devoted to the company and to helping seniors, that if I text them on a Monday night and say, I need some help Tuesday afternoon, they're there.
Good.
So you've been in business 7 years now?
It's been 6 years. Seven years ago, I decided to do this. We've been in business 6 years.
And the growth has been good.
Growth has been very good.
Barbara, we love stories because it paints a picture for our listeners. Can you think of a situation, kind of one of those warm and fuzzy that tugs at your heartstrings?
Or really super difficult, yeah, or
that you might
you don't just, have to name names.
Yeah,
or anything.
Just convey to our listeners.
Oh, I would never name names, but. You know, they all are so fabulous. I wish I'd started writing a book when I started doing this with Roger. I think it's almost been 2 years now, because everybody has a name. Everybody has a story. More than the stories, I do want to touch on, I wish the adult children out there would plan in advance. So I just want to backtrack just a moment.
Did you hear that, kids?
We are lucky enough that both our parents are with us. They've had some medical challenges, and we've taken them shopping. I call it shopping for the next home. So they can see what's out there, what's the different levels of care. Different facilities have different things. In addition to that, I think the adult children should be looking at the rehab places so you know what's out there. So should something happen, you know what's out there, and you're planned, and you're a little bit educated. I think education is just critical in this, in our generation.
And also the fact that, and you know, this isn't about Griswold, but that people need help. They need help. They can't do it all by themselves. And in our parents' generation, they've done it all by themselves, you know.
Yep.
And I don't think it's even possible anymore. They need help sometimes. They need people to come in and take care of them, or they need somebody to move them or organize them.
And they often know they need help. They just don't know where to turn for it.
And in some ways, what you said, Mary Jo, though, I might disagree. Generations ago, I look at my parents. My parents took care of their parents in their home, brought at least two sets of parents into their home, mm-hmm. lived in the home. Mm-hmm. You don't see that now. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of reasons, and I'm not trying to chastise anyone. It's society as much as anything. A lot of it has to do with what we were talking about off air, the pace, the speed that you have to react. When you get done at the end of the day, I don't know about you. I'm emotionally exhausted, which means I'm physically exhausted, and I have very little left over to do at that point. And if Monday through Friday is consumed with your work, when do you do things like Mary Jo is suggesting? You go out and visit, and you think, you even stop and think and have time to plan it. I mean, you're right, Barbara. I'm just saying, I don't know in Sam Grass's life how to find the time to even plan.
And in the society of having so many two-income families, there's not that person that could be at home with mom, the senior, that needs the help. And I think that's where a lot of this has come, that it's just the way the society is. We've got to take care of our seniors a different way than was done 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Well, there's no question that in our society, we are in a dynamic change is going on in the senior arena, and where they're going to be, how that happens, and who's involved. And I'm not certain we have all the right answers. You know as well as I do, there's thousands of places and resources now for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it still seems like there's an awful lot of discourse and a lot of anxiety in the population. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Is there anything special going on? Are you involved in anything special corporately or even personally?
Well, we are part of a number of different networking groups here in Gwinnett, and that's part of learning about what other services are out there for our seniors. Every time we work with a client, I try to ask at least one or two questions about, have you got other things that you need help with? Some of those may be the legal issues, because mm-hmm. the worst thing that can happen is having a senior going to the hospital and having no one that can make decisions for them.
Right.
Or we've had clients that want to move mom and they don't have power of attorney for mom, and I can't do it. I mean, that's legally not possible for me to move somebody against their will unless someone has power of attorney. So I try to make sure that they realize there are other services out there. I belong to another number of networking groups that are out there to help us learn about other groups. I'm actually part of a speakers bureau with a group called the Senior Resource Partners out of Gwinnett. And what we do is we go and just educate people on what services are out there. And there's a website for that group as well. I think that's one of the things that I passionately feel about, is we've got to educate the adult children and the seniors about what things they may face, what things they are facing, and how to overcome those, or at least deal with some of those things.
Okay, Mary Jo, I'm writing.
I was too.
She's writing, yes.
go ahead.
Well, that just kind of speaks into what we were talking about a little bit off air, too. Those of us who do serve seniors, it's important that we know that we have some strategic alliances mm-hmm. with other companies that you know where to send them and who does good legal work and doesn't charge out the wazoo and who, you know, who they can turn to for some help at home or who right. they can, you know, maybe get their VA benefits, help them get their VA benefits mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah, that's huge. One of the big challenges that I realize is the financial challenge is often difficult. And a lot of people don't know that there's VA benefits for their parent. I've got a friend of mine that his parents were both in memory care for at least 4 years before I brought it up to him, realizing they were there. And sure enough, they could have qualified 4 years earlier. He was spending almost $10,000 a month for his parents' wow. care for 4 years before he realized that they could qualify for benefits.
Yeah, and keep in mind, just FYI, you know, that whole $10,000 is not covered, but it's a nice proportion of that.
Absolutely.
Is covered.
Yeah.
Anything else of substance or that you want to bring to the
how to reach you guys? Yeah, listen, how does somebody reach you guys?
We do have a website. It's seniortransitionservices.com. I actually don't maintain an office because I'm always out in the field. So to reach me, you can reach me at 678-758-7929. That is officially the office number, but it's always on my hip. Mm-hmm. And it does get answered all times of the day or night because sometimes our clients are calling when they realize they've got a need.
Mm-hmm. I'm witness to that, too.
Well, I do want to say, do leave a message, because literally Roger may be moving a piece of furniture when you call. So do leave a message, and he will get back to you as soon as he can get the phone off his hip.
Or can they call you as well, Barbara?
They can call me as well, yes. My number is 770-845-3030.
Okay.
Great. Barbara, we always like to stop and end the show with asking for a piece of advice. If we have seniors out there that have lived in their house like I have for years and are at the position where it's time to start making it, what one piece of advice, what golden nugget might
start
you give
cleaning
them?
Your house now, Sam.
That's exactly.
That's
mine. Yeah. I would say
thanks,
planning.
Barbara.
Yeah,
Barbara, would you like to answer that question?
Come on.
It would be start planning now. And become educated. I mean, that's two answers. But the senior should do that. And
start cleaning now, don't you think? I mean, de-junk if you can.
Exactly. Yeah. We are lucky that in our family, we talk a lot. In a lot of families, the seniors won't talk with their adult children. It's almost taboo. So if you can start opening up those conversations, mm-hmm. it would be very beneficial for everybody involved. I mean, a lot of the adult children are across the country, and then something happens, and they don't know what to do. They don't know how to go about it. They don't know what their parents want. And then the parents get a little bit frustrated because they want it one way and the adult children are trying to take over and they feel like they're losing their independence, which that's not usually what they're intending, the adult children. But so if people could start talking, planning, downsizing, donate now. Give it to Goodwill. There's lots of people out there who need things.
Or give it to the children if they really want it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Or the children could take it and they can donate it just mm-hmm. to get it out of there because you have to pay somebody to take it out of there one way or another, generally.
We certainly appreciate you being here. Thank you for being our guest again. It's always a good show I was going to say Roger, but I wanted to include Barbara.
Oh, yes, include me.
Here. And great service, great information.
You all
we thank
do
you
good
for being
work.
Our Thanks for having us and letting us share some of those knowledge that we have and helping seniors.
Great, great.
Thank you.
Once again, thank you for being our guest. We want to thank our listening audience for joining in with us today and remind them that they always can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at ugeriaradio.com. And as we always do, we want to close and say that if the youth of this nation is its greatest natural resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you and God bless.
Ugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.